6 on 6PR Breakfast. Now, this is quite interesting in terms of the numbers. They reckon that there are more than 2,000 paramedics from Australia who are currently working in the United Kingdom. And as we know, there is a big shortage of, well, all health professionals really at the moment. But could we entice some of these Aussie paramedics back home again? On the line, the chair of the Australasian College of Paramedicine, Ryan Lovett. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, mate. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. It's a big number, surprisingly big number.
We've known for a long time that there has been a loss of paramedics overseas, but when we saw that number earlier this year, it was a shock to us as well.
It's not unusual, is it, for young sort of, graduates in any profession to spend a bit of time in the UK. They usually go for a couple of years and then most of them wind their way home. Is this story any different to that?
I think it is. And I think the biggest challenge has been, for the longest time, there's been underinvestment in paramedicine at a state and Commonwealth level. And we've known that ambulance services and paramedics have been stretched to the limit for years. And so in anticipation of that, the profession and the universities have been trying to graduate what they think is the right number of paramedics. But with no rolled up combined workforce strategy, what happened is we were over graduating paramedics every year. They weren't getting jobs in Australia, and so they were being forced to look overseas in order to use their training and experience.
So we spend all the money, and they spend the money themselves too, but between them, students and taxpayers spend the money getting them qualified, and Britain's getting the benefit.
I mean, that's exactly right. And we and the college, for the last couple of years, have been calling on the Commonwealth government to form up a sound workforce strategy. So we know that in 2 or 3 years, this is the number of paramedics that we're going to need. And we can train the right number so we can make the right investment in paramedics for Australia.
Is there much difference in the working conditions for paramedics in the United Kingdom versus here?
So we know, well, there is. I mean, across the English-speaking world, there is, very similar challenges in the health system. We know in Australia and New Zealand, in the UK and Canada, the same pressures on the health systems. What we see for paramedics, especially in the UK, is they're about 10 or 15 years ahead professionally of where we are in Australia. You've got, very senior paramedic practitioners working independently in primary health care. You've got paramedics working in hospitals. You've got paramedics working in aged care. You've got paramedics working right across the spectrum of health. And we think those opportunities should be realised here in Australia as well.
So how can we lure them back? Is it just about pay and conditions, or what else do we need to do?
So I think it's two things. I think it is making sure that we're providing the right, safe, healthy working conditions in Australia. We don't, paramedics don't want to sit in an ambulance outside a hospital at 3 o'clock in the morning, having been there since 6 o'clock the night before. That's not great for the patient. That's not great for the paramedic. It's not great for anybody.
Yep.
So I think that, but also it's about recognising that paramedics are more than just somebody that sits in the front of an ambulance. We know that paramedics can work in primary care. They can work in GP clinics. There's a paramedic in Western Australia right now working in a GP clinic doing amazing work. And so we know they can work across the full spectrum of health, and we need to open up those opportunities in Australia and help bring them back.
Is ambulance ramping of the sort that we're experiencing at crisis levels here in Western Australia, and I know other states are dealing with it too, but is that a phenomenon that happens in the UK NHS?
Without question, absolutely. And what we see is, the ramping started in the UK. A few years later, it made its way to the east coast in Australia, and then a few years later, it made its way to South Australia and Western Australia. So the UK is like the canary in the mine for us at the moment. We're seeing terrible, terrible ramping in the UK, and it just makes me kind of scared for what's going to happen here in the future if we don't do something about it.
Okay, you made the point earlier that traditionally there's been more graduates than jobs. Why has that flipped?
So it's flipped because, I think what's happened is the state governments have realised that they've been underinvesting in health. Well, all governments have been underinvesting in the health system. And so we saw Victoria, 400 paramedics recruited a few years ago, another couple of hundred announced just this year. New South Wales is going to try and recruit 1,800 paramedics over 3 years. South Australia is going to try and recruit 300 additional paramedics. So what's happening now is governments are playing catch up, and but they haven't primed the pipeline because they haven't been working. There's not been this overarching workforce strategy, so they haven't primed the pipeline to get those paramedics ready. And now we're running short.
Can we just put Vegemite sandwiches and cold Australian beer on the table? Will that work as part of the recruitment package or not?
Well, for me, it's Tim Tams, but yeah, I think whatever works.
No, good call. Righto. Good on you, Ryan. Thanks for explaining it to us this morning.
Thanks for having me, mate.